trainers, tracks, tips. This is the Early Mail.
Gates fly back, they're off and racing.
Yes, Early Mail, racing at Sale today. What sort of surface we got, please, Al?
We are currently on a good four, the Rail True Peno 5.31.
Good four, Rail True at Sale today. Let's find out what Luke Oliver's got for us. He's got five, I think, heading to Sale today. He's on the line with us on the Early Mail. Good morning, Luke.
How you going, Huff?
I'm going well. You got a winner for us? We need one.
Yeah, I need one too.
Maybe we're a match made in heaven, Lukey. Perfect.
Yeah, look, I've sort of loaded the bases, so hopefully we can sneak one home today.
Right, let's have a chat about it. Race two, you got two going around. Number three, Rebellious, and number eight, Cyclone Cara. Both had three runs in this campaign, stepped up nicely in distance. How are they looking?
Look, Rebellious has been pretty disappointing, so we'll ride him quietly, but he probably would shock if he was to win. Cyclone Cara had no sort of luck the other day. Drawn barrier one, Billy Egan on. She's certainly the best of our chances in that race.
That's feedback for race two, three, Rebellious, and eight, Cyclone Cara. Race three, number five, Shalarian is jumping out of barrier three. So one career start for a sixth at Cranbourne 18 days ago. It was about 4.5 lengths off them over 1,300. Up to the 14 today. Is it going to be a better chance?
Yeah, I think so. He sort of ran pretty good at his first start. He certainly wants more ground. He hit the line quite nicely in that run. So good gate. Jamie Mott on up to the 14. He's probably a really good each-way chance.
All right, it's 7.54, race three, number five, Shalarian today at Sale. Race six, number seven, Al Malishka has had one start for one win. We like when that happens. Three-year-old filly now, Russian Revolution fillies had 3 months off. First up again today, what do you reckon?
Yeah, back to the scene of her debut win. So, she's comes here in pretty good order. One from one, she can't do much better than that. 3-year-old filly with 60 kilos, but, she'll run a good race for sure.
$3.10 in the early market at tab.com.au. Then race eight, number seven, Real Alliance is second up today. Last run was 26 days ago. It's a little bit of a freshen up. What are we thinking today over the 1,400 metres?
Yeah, she ran okay first up. She just probably needed the run, hadn't raced for a while. She had some nice bit of work since then. She feels like she's improved a fair bit. She's a nice horse. I think she'll sort of make it to city grade. 1,400s looks ideal. Drawn wide, but which might be a good thing because I think she's probably better ridden a little bit quieter. So we'll just ride her quiet and, she should be pretty hard to beat.
Right, so let's put our heads together here, you and I. How do we find our winner today? Which one is going to be our winner, Lukey?
To keep the pressure off me, I'll make it the one in the last. So we'll go Real Alliance. I think she's probably the best winning chance. They're all sort of chances, but she's probably the one with the most upside from her last run.
We'll take it. Race eight, number seven, Real Alliance, $3.80 at tab.com.au. Mate, we wish you nothing but the best. We are hanging on for dear life with you, mate. Go get them.
Thanks, mate. See you, buddy.
Good stuff. Luke Oliver with us. So race eight, number seven today at Sale, the Early Mail.